the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5, and this is letter number 1357, and this is Baruch Hashem, dated on the 18th day of Tevis in Tavshin Yud Beis in Brooklyn, and this is addressed to a, with all the titles, Avraham, Sender Nemtsov is his last name, Sheyichye Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe said, it was with pleasantness that I received your letter, and I'm also very thankful to you for your gift. The list of the students of the Tamidim, those who studied in the city of Lubavitch till the year Tofresh Ayin, has died in the, that's 5,670, because that it's been a long time that I was searching for this, and you actually knew what I wanted. Kiven Ladaite, thank you. The Rebbe was looking for that. As far as this goes, Rebbe says it would be fitting if you would have, if you would write down the times that you studied in Tomchet Mimim, the yeshiva, as accurately as possible, and also the times that those that you know and that you learned, when they learned exactly. I mean, the Rebbe was very instrumental in having recorded, you know, the Chabad history throughout the different stages and how it developed. So he asked the Rebbe as far as quantity and quality goes, because our sages tell us that Hashem appeased the moon, because what happened was that the moon complained that you can't have, originally Hashem created the two large luminaries, so that the sun and the moon were equally large. So this the moon complained before God and said, you can't have two kings equal. You gotta be somebody greater than the other. You can't have them the same level. So God said, in that case, why don't you make yourself smaller and allow for the sun to be bigger? So in order to compensate for that, so Hashem gave the moon all the stars that come out together. The time of the moon, Hashem gave her all the stars. I give it yeah. So the Rebbe says, this shows about the difference between quality and quantity, because while the moon is qualitatively become less, but yes, quantity wise with all the stars it is more. And the Rebbe says, I like this connection, however you can always make a distinction, but there is still something similar. The Rebbe quotes from a Tosfos in Kul in Sukkah Dalman Beis, and the Rebbe says that's a nice point. The Rebbe also gives a copy of his letter that he published from Zos Chanukah, and the Rebbe says, I want to conclude with a blessing to you, that you should have success in setting time to study, that it's also very important to have time to study Chassidus. And while I touch this subject, the Rebbe says, I also want to remind you again to give some chizuk, to strengthen. There was an individual, doesn't say the name, of course, over here, to go ahead and give this person some chizuk, extend to him. So the Rebbe wants him to encourage somebody. And